Now, how many of y'all don't feel that you're that type to just go out and start talking to everybody you know? How many of you are a little timid? You don't believe in the 3-foot rule where you can just talk to anybody? That's me. I can't just talk to anybody unless they talk to me first. The cutie on the airplane yesterday had to initiate the conversation for me to even turn and look. But that's the way it works. If you're that person, you're probably too shy to raise your hand as well. I'm going to show you how you can turn cold market into warm market by way of social media. I've signed up over 150 people on Facebook. How many of y'all would like to sponsor that many people on Facebook? Because I don't believe in that Wayne Nugent rule where I can just talk to anybody within 3 feet of me. So this, you can use your weakness to your advantage using this. Now, there's a lot of different types of social media. My favorite is Facebook, because I'm getting older in age, and I promised myself that I was always going to keep up with technology, but there's too many things right now that I don't even know how to work half of them. So I'll stick to Facebook. It's fairly easy, and it's a great way. Imagine if you had a never-ending list. I dislike when people say, I don't have any more people to talk to. Does anybody in this room feel like they have, be honest with me, have felt that they have no one else to show? People tell me, I've shown everybody. No, you have not. The average person that's 21 years old knows 1,000 people by first name. Trust me, if you've been in for 4 years or even 5 years, you have not shown 1,000 people. Your list will never end if you keep adding people to it. Do y'all like meeting people? It's the opposite of that song, No New Friends. In this business, you need friends all the time, constant new friends. So I'm going to show you how to keep your list going and going and going. There's friends of mine, close friends, that still haven't seen the deal because I know they're not ready yet. Now, it may be in contrast to some of the stuff that Eric said, but this is a way that I've used it to my advantage, and it's worked like a charm by doing it. Would y'all like to know how? So if you're not familiar on how to properly use Facebook, I'm going to take you through Facebook 101. And if you don't have a Facebook, get a Facebook. Is there anyone in this room that doesn't have a Facebook? You need to get a Facebook. My 63-year-old dad and my 62-year-old mom both have Facebook, and they both signed up people just because of their pictures. My dad went on a hunting trip to South Africa, and guess what sign I sent them with? You should be here. So we've signed up a lot of businessmen because of that one sign alone. They asked him, how much did it cost you? Referred them to me, and I did the work for him. But it created enough curiosity. So took me a while to teach my mom and dad how to use it, but this is for business purposes only. That's where I use my Facebook. Now, first and foremost, you have to create your own story. If you signed up yesterday, I know, where's the gentleman that signed up yesterday? I met someone that signed up yesterday. Well, there's more, I guess more than, you signed up yesterday? I know you're freaking out, you don't even want to. Come up here for a second. What's her name? What's your name? Bridget. Bridget? Come on, everyone start chanting Bridget. I just want to hold you up here for a while. Not in that one. It's not so bad, right? After this, you won't be that shy anymore. So you're standing in front of 500 people. Trust me, I was like you 4 years ago.
Hi.
Does it seem like I'm shy right now?
No.
And that's because I've created my story, and there's nothing that I can share with these people that isn't true because I'm living it. You're trembling, I know that. But trust me, after this, you won't be as shy anymore. Say hi to everybody. There we go. Wow, you're really shaking. Thank you.
Thank you.
Game over after this. You can't walk? I was that person 4 years ago. My testimony was, wow. I wonder if I could only see myself now on how I sounded. Create your own story. She signed up yesterday. You're already creating a story. See, what I want you to do before you leave, like at lunchtime, I want you to post something like this. Having an amazing time with my new friends and family. Over 500 people. That's it. Now, how many of your friends right now that haven't seen this are having fun with 500 people, successful people? Nobody. So you're already creating a story and creating curiosity on your own. You don't have to, well, I haven't made a ton of money like Michael Jackson, Francesca. I haven't made a ton of money like Eric. Doesn't matter. Your story is your story. Your friends, whether they're posting or liking your statuses, are watching your every single move. Every single move. And you're already creating curiosity without even knowing it. It is huge. Social media has caused our lives to be a fishbowl. We literally live in a fishbowl now, where everyone can see your every move. Why? Because you're checking in everywhere. You're constantly posting, which I'm going to cover in a second. But people are watching whether you know it or not. Start creating your story. Don't be living it through someone else's. Y'all understand that? Book a trip. How many people of the 500 in this room have not been on a dream trip? Wow, look around the room. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm not saying to go on a trip a month because you want to build your business. But just take one trip and I guarantee everything's going to change. Everything's going to change. I was that type of person that didn't want to go on a trip in a group. Now I would not go without a group because my family is not that fun. They're in bed by 9:30. See, I like to go with my family. After I experienced this, my dad was hanging out with us in Cozumel at Señor Frogs, and he's 62 years old. My mom can go to bed at night. He's not. He's going to have fun with us, and he wouldn't travel any other way as well. Book any trip. That's going to bring your belief up, guys. You need to book a trip. You need to go to a national event. If you've never been to a national event, the one coming up is probably the greatest event that I've ever attended in my life. And my worst mistake was not going to this event my first year because I thought it was too expensive. I would have paid 20 times what it cost knowing what I know now. And I finally believed someone enough to go, and it changed everything. See, you're seeing this with 500 people. Imagine seeing this with 7, 8, 9,000 people. Do you think it would be a little different? Yeah. And hearing from 10 different Eric Grzybowskis. I mean, obviously there's only one, but people that are having success as much as he is. 10, 20, 30 people. You get to meet all the people that you see in videos, which I was pretty starstruck when I saw it because I'd never been on a video before. So first time they put me on one, I felt kind of amazing doing it. And surround yourself with a culture. Would you rather hang out with your 5 broke friends or 5 successful people? See, because if you hang out with 4 broke friends, guess who's going to be the 5th one? If you hang out with 4 successful people, guess who's going to be the 5th one? There's something about hanging out with people that are a little more ambitious than you that brings your ambition level up. If you hang out with 4 video game playing guys that play 24 hours, if you play Grand Theft Auto, congratulations. But I don't have time for that anymore. I'm working on my fortune because I'm hanging with people that believe in something different. Maybe someday when I'm living on an island, I'll buy Grand Theft Auto, whatever number it is then. But not now. I'm focused on something else right now. So surround yourself with more positive people. Your friends are going to start to see this on Facebook, and they're going to start to get curious, thinking, all my friends complain all day. They have nothing going on for them. And there's this friend of mine that's hanging out with all these successful people in different parts of the world. Where are they going to rather be? They might not tell you right away, but trust me, they're thinking it. So this is very important. What you don't want to do right off the bat, and it makes me cringe because I get it every day. So-and-so asked to be tagged saying they work with you at World Ventures. You do not work at World Ventures. Not one person in this room, not even the volunteers, work at World Ventures. Now, this does several things. First of all, it says that you have a job. Whether you have a job or not, that's great. But if you put works at McDonald's, are any of your friends going to be excited? If you put something like self-employed and loving it, do you think they'll at least get a little curious? Having fun seeing the world. Something that's going to make them curious. You put works at World Ventures, 2 things are going to happen. They're not going to get excited, or they're going to Google World Ventures and come to their own conclusions. Not that they're going to see anything bad, but I've had people even watch the video and then tell me, oh, it's a timeshare. I'm like, okay, did you just watch everything that I just showed you? Because obviously you didn't get it. Imagine if you weren't even there to respond to that. I've had people ask me, what the heck is WV? All that comes out is West Virginia. What is this WV that you keep talking about? You want to make it to the point where people will do everything they can to find out what you do without coming to ask you themselves. In 4 years, I have never once put World Ventures on my Facebook. Not once. So you do not work there. Your name isn't John World Ventures Doe or John World Traveler Doe. Do you think Donald Trump would ever do that? Donald Billionaire Trump or flash money around? No. No successful person needs to do that, and that is why they have true wealth. That is why they're getting there. So take that out of your name. If you have nicknames, you want to be professional. You're having fun, but putting World Traveler as your middle name or as your nickname is not going to generate the curiosity that you're thinking. So if you have that status at lunchtime, take it off. I'm not trying to pick on anyone. I'm just telling you what's worked for me, and maybe it can work for you. Social media dues. You want to post pics and videos. Nice pics. Tasty pics. I've seen some of the pictures some of you guys post, and they're not so tasteful. So just like the wobble when everyone was doing it earlier, why not post a little video like that with a caption that says, having fun with 500 of my friends. Don't put, oh, what an awesome training we had today. First of all, think about that word. Take World Ventures out of your mind and think about training. How attractive does that sound in your brain? How about presentation? No? How about meeting? Is there anything about those words that attracts you? So do you think it's going to attract any of your prospects? So do not put at an amazing training. No. At an event, at a party, at a get-together with 500 of my closest friends. Trust me, all of that's going to start to gain curiosity. Take those words out of your Facebook. Travel, make money, opportunity, all of those words are not going to happen for you. No one's going to be attracted to that. Because what does opportunity mean? They want me to spend money. What do I have to buy? And I see it, come meet me for this amazing opportunity at 7 o'clock. Does anyone ever show up? It's not going to work. You don't fish like that. That's using the wrong bait when you're fishing. I don't know if they do any fishing here in Florida, but I would assume so. Positive statuses, status updates using WV, I already covered that, instead of World Ventures, and tag people that are in the pictures only. Don't be that person. Don't be Tony the Tagger that tags. I've seen it a million times. I have guys without shirts tagging me in the pictures. I'm like, really, dude? I'm not in the picture. Don't tag me. If you use Facebook correctly, they're going to see all your posts anyways. Don't put a positive status by Steve Jobs or someone and tag your whole team in it. That gets annoying. And they're either going to hide you or delete you or God knows what else, hate you for it. But stop tagging people on your statuses. What most people don't understand is the more you interact with people, the more they start to see your newsfeed. Most people don't know that. So how I do it with cold contacts. Girl on the airplane yesterday that had to talk to me first. She asked me why I was coming, and I said, I'm on my 53rd vacation. She's like, really? And how long? I'm like, 4 years. She's like, dang, I want that job. I'm like, it's not a job. It's what I do. I'm retired. She's like, I want to know more. And I knew I didn't have the amount of time that I needed to develop that rapport. So I said right away, now there's Wi-Fi everywhere. There was Wi-Fi on the plane. I'm like, add me on Facebook. So she added me. And that's where the conversation ended. I didn't ask for her number. I didn't ask for any of that weird stuff. So today, with my post, I know she's watching. Because last night, I sent her a, it was very nice meeting you. I look forward to talking to you soon. And I liked her first status. So that means she's already started seeing my newsfeed. Y'all understand where I'm getting at? Now, I'm not going to try to expose her right away. When she's ready, she's going to inbox me and say, you haven't told me what you do. What do you do? And that's where the whole process begins. Most people say, well, that takes too long. Not if you have enough people in that funnel. I like to use it like the old school popcorn. I know there's some old people in the room. I'm included because I remember when my mom had to make popcorn on the stove. Do all of those kernels pop at the same time? No, right? But if you have enough of them, you get one popping every second, right? So I have enough people that I'm working on right now on Facebook that every couple of days, someone's like, dude, tell me what you do already. Tell me what you do. And I'm more of a personal person. I like to expose, not using a link or anything, but in person. So when I meet with someone, they're 90% in. I just have to get their information and we're ready to go. Because I'll lead them on. They'll ask me, so what do you do? You wouldn't believe me if I told you. No, I'm open-minded. Tell me. I'm like, even if you're open-minded, you wouldn't believe me. And she's like, try me. I'm using a friend as an example. And she's like, try me. And I said, okay. So I said, I get to see the world for a living and show other people how to do the same thing. And she's like, oh, I don't believe that. I'm like, I just told you you wouldn't believe that. And she's like, well, just give me a hint. I'm like, I just did. I like to have fun and do what I want. And then she's like, well, just tell me. I'll do it. And I said, no, we'd have to meet in person. If you really want to know, we could meet in person. What that does is it takes a salesman off of me, correct? Because she's asking me what I do. Be honest, be honest. How the percentage of people you have on Facebook right now, how many are absolutely, completely in love with their life right now? None, right? So anything that you do is something that they're not doing. I'm 34 years old, and the first 30 years of my life, I had never, ever been exposed to anything like this. Anything like this. So I know my friends haven't either because, like Eric said, we've been programmed a certain way all our lives to go to school, to get good grades, to get a good job. Nothing's free in life. You have to work your butt off for the next 40 years to do it. Our parents taught us that. Times have changed. Times have changed. So people are looking for something. If you properly do this, trust me, you'll never run out of signups. Never run out of signups. This is how you start your journey into getting prospects into warm market. That girl, in about a month or two, she'll be ready to go. And it was just from a simple conversation that we had on an airplane. So I turn cold market into warm market and add them to my list, add them to my list, add them to my list. So I'm exposing constantly, and that's how I've managed to sign up just on Facebook over 150 people. If they're not willing to meet with me, I'm not going to show you. Why? Because they want what I have, not the other way around. Too many of y'all look that you need people. I need people. I need two more. No, it should be the other way around. They should want and need what you have. Do you all agree that everybody needs this? Then why don't you all act like it? Most of y'all are fishing for prospects, putting your website on the computer, hoping by some miracle of God someone's going to click your link and call you. One in a million, maybe it's going to happen. One in a million. And if you get that one in a million, they're above average. But chances of that happening are slim to none, and they're probably going to delete you. Do y'all want to be like those juice guys that are posting their sites all the time? No, I didn't think so. I don't either. This is a perfect example. When I was in New York a few months ago, one of my friends, not that one, obviously, one of my friends put, with all your pics, I feel as if I travel with you. Thank you for taking me everywhere. Most of y'all would have inboxed her that second and said, yes, I finally have someone that's interested, and verbally vomited all over them, and they would have never signed up. I put, that's a good thing. You're welcome. So where are we off to next? Seattle in a few weeks. And she put, woohoo, I'm starting an electronic photo album of our travels. Keep that in mind when shooting the pics. And I said, awesome, I will. That's it. That was a few months ago. So do you think she's curious? Did I try to be a salesperson and shove it down her throat? Not at all. And she's probably wondering, why the heck is he going to tell me what he does? So I kept her going. I kept her going. 2.5 months later, she's now on my team. This business is very contradicting. You have to be patient, but you have to go fast. So you expose people as fast as you can, but you have to be patient to know when to go. I have my list that I personally show every single day, and then I have my cold market that I'm turning into warm market on Facebook. Two completely different lists that I'm working on, and trust me, guys, it's a beautiful thing when you have things going on in different places and people are asking you. I promise you, after this weekend, I'm going to have 10 inboxes of people asking me what I do that still don't know what I do for a living. Most people have asked if I was a drug dealer. I know I'm from border town Laredo, but most people see all my pictures. I can imagine what my neighbors think. I'm always home. Like, this guy doesn't work. What the heck does he do? I'm sure they think of that as some of IMDs as well. But you need to get to that point where they don't know what the heck they're doing. They think you're doing something illegal. That's what point you have to get to. What not to do, like I covered. Don't post your websites. Don't sell people. Who wants to travel? Who wants to make a ton of money? First of all, we covered this earlier, you cannot be a prophet to your own friends and family. You're not going to be a prophet. So if you put, I can show you, want to learn how to become a millionaire? Inbox me. What do you think they're thinking? Want to learn how to be successful? They're thinking, okay, this is a dude that I used to get drunk with every weekend. And he worked, no disrespect to anyone, he worked at McDonald's last week. Now he's telling me to inbox him because he can make me successful. That doesn't work. That is exactly what they're thinking. Understand that what's in your brain is not in their brain at the time. They haven't been exposed to this. So don't do that. It's not going to work for you. Anything negative, follow the laws of attraction. Would you rather be around a negative person or a positive person? Positive. So if you're the person that every day puts FML, I hate going to work, the heck with my life, I hate everybody, is anyone going to be attracted to that? And they say when you're impulsive, it's very bad. Do not react on impulse. I'm not going to lie, I still get pissed. It's football season and I'm a fanatic, but I cannot react on impulse and post what I'm feeling or thinking. Most of you all do. And I know it's for my own good that people don't want to be around that trash. And I'm going to say it. I don't want to be around negative people anymore. I sit and listen to Eric Rizvosky 24/7 if I could, rather than going to hear my dream stealer brother tell me how stupid I am and everything else. So you need to be that person that you're willing to attract. About posture, about everything. People want to follow someone that they see change. See, most of your friends have seen you post for the last 10 years. Imagine if you all of a sudden change and start being a different person. Whether they sign up now or a year from now, they're still going to sign up because they're going to see that change that you've gradually done without you saying, hey, Francesca, I've changed. Like, my way of thinking is very different. Don't actions speak louder than words? They see it. Whether they're liking or commenting, they're watching your every single move. Why? Because you're going to expose someone that, oh, is it that deal where you go to trainings? I read your Facebook. No, if you don't use trainings, they won't know. Don't overpost. Even if it's positive, I have a friend of mine on Facebook that posts the most positive, awesome post ever, but it's every 5 minutes. What's your favorite food? Italian. So if you had that every single day, every meal for the next 10 years, do you think it would still be your favorite food? Then that was a bad analogy. Italians like to eat. Are you Italian? I think it gets watered down over a period of time. And over-posting positive stuff is going to get watered down with your friends. If you're that positive person posting 10 positive quotes a day, that's too much for me. I say post maybe one or two times a day, if that, on Facebook. You want to constantly be interacting. I say be very active on Facebook. Don't go a week without posting, because how are you going to attract anyone? But do not overpost. And do not over-hashtag. 3 hashtags is enough. Some of you all use like 25 hashtags in one paragraph. It's the most annoying thing ever. And again, don't be that guy. My recommendation to you on Facebook, guys, is live your life out loud. Do you think right now, in 4 years, all the people that told me no, do you think they're watching me on my 53rd vacation? And that is me, and the person that came out with also one of the greatest CDs ever was Eric. That's going to be us haunting them. They're going to come around. It's only a matter of time that they realize that their life-sucking job is not what they want it to be. And they're going to call me and they're going to say, you know what? I was wrong. I have people that signed up 4 years ago that quit that are on my team again. Because over and over, month after month, I'm still doing it like it was the first day. Still going to all these places, still living my life, enjoying the journey, having fun. You could wipe out the money right now, and do you think I would still love my life? This is vacation 53 in 4 years. There's not even doctors that do that. And most people will sit there and be frustrated saying, Well, I haven't made $1 million. I have a guy on my team that's not even a senior rep, and he's been on 17 trips in the last two and a half years. I'm like, bro, what are you pissed at? 17 trips in 3 years? Who does that? Live your life out loud. Enjoy it. And trust me, you're going to attract every single person on your Facebook, whether it's now or later on, a year from now. If you start doing this every chance you get, start going to culture building events. Start having fun. Start doing that. I guarantee every single person in this room will be qualified if they're not already in a couple of days. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm having a blast with my team. Even if it's at Starbucks. People come up to us at restaurants and say, do you all work? Because it's a Tuesday and we've been there for 3.5 hours. Tell me that doesn't attract attention. My posts are always borderline arrogant, but I always humble myself at the end because you have to be humble. If it weren't for this experience, I wouldn't have the blessings that I do, and I make sure people know that. But I tiptoe on arrogance because I know no one's happy right now. Everyone needs something. Everybody. An example, saying, I'm going on my 53rd vacation tomorrow to West Palm Beach to speak in front of 500 entrepreneurs that want more out of life. And then I'll put something like, I'm so blessed, honored, and humbled to be able to have these experiences that I'm having over the last 4 years because I decided to listen to somebody that had what I wanted. So it's 53 vacations to most people would think, man, this guy is so arrogant. Like, but I always humble myself. And I had to learn the hard way. Like, oh, get into my 5 Series BMW. How do I humble myself to that? I remember the first time I got into my BMW. I didn't know where the hell to put the key. And I didn't want to ask the guy where to put the key. So I said, you know what, dude? I want to savor the moment. You test drive my car. So I got in the passenger side, and I saw that he pushed the button. I was like, nice. That is a true story. But do you see how I humble myself in the post? Most people say, why is he bragging about his car? It's the truth. I didn't know how to start it. And the stick shift, I almost broke because it has a stick shift, but it's all buttons. So I was like, all right, this thing doesn't go. And people are going to see that. They're going to see, because anybody that's ever made it is going to tell you that it's a blessing to be here. Trust me, guys, if you learn to use Facebook properly, because every single person is active on Facebook, most people in this room. If you learn to use it properly and you learn the personalities, everything will be a lot different leaving here. So if you put training on your post this morning, take it off. And I want everyone to put having a blast with 500 of my friends in West Palm Beach.